to me, like a mob style. There was a lot of people apparently beating one guy up.
That's what I mean by gang beating. Yes, correct. Uh-huh. And maybe they are in a gang. I don't know. But
I don't know. I don't know who they are.
Who's to say? I don't know. Any hooser. This was the big story over the weekend, too, outside of Alvin Kamara. In a late-night memo to employees, Spotify CEO apologized for the company's ongoing controversy with podcast host Joe Rogan, but said the company remained committed to hosting the show. Daniel Ek's memo came days after Rogan apologized for his repeated use of racial slurs in past episodes of his show, The Joe Rogan Experience, including the big one. The word that you cannot say or you'll be executed. He said that there are no words I can say to adequately convey how deeply sorry I am for the way that the Joe Rogan Experience controversy continues to impact each of you. He said that in a memo Monday night to Spotify.
It really is. It's just absolutely. He is so detrimental to public health. I mean, he is causing people to die of COVID. Now he's causing race wars. And, man, he's a bad person, dude. I hope they stop him soon.
It's, you know, this getting rid of people, the need to censor people and get rid of certain people. This started, remember, with Alex Jones.
Right now, Spike is in his Jeep going, "That's right, Johnny! Tell him, Johnny!"
Yeah. This started with Alex Jones. We all knew it wasn't going to stop with Alex Jones. It was Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, people on the right side of the spectrum. And I don't even know what Alex is. I guess he supported Trump in 2016. But Alex Jones
I'm not sure because I don't pay attention because I have the right to listen to whoever I want to and not listen to whoever I want to.
I mean, I've been aware of Alex Jones for many years. I listened here off and on to his InfoWars show. Like back when YouTube first started, that's kind of where I saw it. And he did that.
I just catch clips. Like if there's a click, if I hear something crazy, I'll go catch a 2-minute clip to see what the hell's going on. Yeah. But I don't subscribe to it or anything. He's a little too much.
I mean, it's fun. Yeah, I took it with a grain of salt. To me, it was kind of like WWE news. But he did, you know, him infiltrating Bohemian Grove, like stuff like that was cool. And you go, oh, that's neat. Then there was always, even before. You know, he kind of really blew up in 2016 when he came out with in support of Donald Trump.
I mean, denying Sandy Hook and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he's been wrong about some things, but he's been right about a lot of things, too. There's even a Twitter account. I think it might be banned now, but Alex Jones was right, and they keep track of all
of things. Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yeah, I kept waiting for the gay frogs to pop up on that or something.
And it did. And it did, yeah.
I know.
So
he was right. The frogs are gay.
It started with them. And, you know, you knew they weren't going to go, okay, we're good now. You got rid of Alex Jones. I'm satisfied. Instead, it keeps going and going. And you keep trimming people who are just outside of the window of acceptable sort of conversation.
Well, they were okay with Joe Rogan until he started getting 13 million downloads a week.
That's the thing, too. Media really is, you know, news. They have a lot of power. They are kind of not a branch of government, but they definitely, you know, if you get somebody's ears and eyes and kind of, you know, are able to influence how people think and what they want to do and how they vote, that's a very powerful tool. And when he's doing 11 million downloads an episode, and, you know, Brian Stetler and Don Lamone on CNN are getting 300,000 viewers. Yeah, that's a problem. And that's
so let's take a couple steps back so that people that may not know what exactly we're talking about, because we're a little ahead because we didn't really break this news on over the weekend because it broke on Saturday. The compilation video that was brought out.
Yeah.
So. On Saturday, I believe it was it India Ari? It was an artist that released it.
Well, they didn't release it. I think they retweeted it. It was
what I'm saying. But it out there.
Yeah, it was a company, or not a company. A super.
I'm trying to think
of
what artist it was, but she's the one that kind of put it on her Instagram, and that's when the media got a hold of it. But yeah, it was one of those you know, obvious folks that are after him. That put together this compilation, and it's you know, I don't know, a minute or two long of him saying
30 seconds.
Okay, but yeah, so it's him saying like the N-word and saying some other stuff, but it's a compilation, so it's obviously chopped up, So there's no way of knowing the context of what he's saying. And it's still bad to be saying those words, but this was not anything recent at all. And there's a lot of podcasts, a lot of comics that say all kinds of bad words in context. So when Joe Rogan was saying these things, and he explained it in his apology video, second one he's done in a week, that he was referring to what other people were saying. You know, I think most of those were him repeating what a black guy said to him or said to somebody else. And he was having a discussion with Fitzsimmons on one of them where he was like, yeah, this word has so much power. And instead of saying the N-word, he said the word, you know, because this was 10 years ago on a podcast and it was the context of what he was saying. He wasn't saying, I hate these people and saying the word. So immediately, you know, they got him. They got something on him. But if you'll notice on social media this weekend, a lot of comics are coming out and showing support, saying this guy is not a racist. We knew what he was doing when he was saying these words. He wasn't saying it to, you know, to bring somebody else down or to show superiority over another race or however they want to present it. I mean, a lot of people. Hell, the Mike Calta show came out immediately supporting him. All kinds of comics, Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, all these different people coming out, and now they're catching crap, you know, from anybody on the left, anybody, because it's my team, your team. So the whole thing is, it's kind of nuts. I don't think this is going to do it. I don't think this is going to cancel him.
I
think he's too powerful.
I don't know. I'm convinced that they are dead set on getting rid of him.
What's next?
They'll keep. I mean,
they tried COVID.
You got the White House saying that Spotify and social media networks need to do more to censor disinformation. And
Saki said
Joe Rogan by name.
Yes.
So they want him to do more against Joe Rogan. You got midterms.
She also called it Spotify. Saki called it Spotify.
I mean, you have people calling for his head. Very important people. I mean, not literally. Maybe literally in some instances. You got the Obamas threatening to leave Spotify over this stuff. I mean, I just don't see it letting up and them giving up and saying, oh, well, I mean, I guess we're done here. Now, it's nice that Spotify seems to be sticking by him. And saying that we're going to continue to, for now, but it doesn't stop. So, again, you have Spotify making little concessions. You have even Joe making little concessions where he goes, okay, well, I'll put warning labels on any sort of COVID thing that goes to the CDC.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, 70 episodes, his old episodes, get deleted over the weekend from Spotify. I don't know how. Spotify didn't say anything about it. I don't know what triggered it. And it's not the ones you would think. It's not Robert Malone. It's not the other doctor that he had on. Those are still up, and those are the ones that seem to be the big problem. But it's weird ones. It's ones with Theo Vaughn and Bert Kreischer, and I don't know.
It was probably anything that may have had anything that could be sensitive racially. Probably went in and had producers go in and dig and find anything that might offend anybody of any kind of person of color.
You don't have the manpower. I mean, there's so much stuff to go through. It must be some sort of AI where it hits.
Yeah.
They set an AI net, and then it might, you know, you might get some stuff, but also might get stuff that you shouldn't get, you know, caught in there because it's not a perfect science yet. Yeah, the AI is pretty good and algorithms are pretty good, but sometimes they get things wrong too.
Dude, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't know how many you listen to right off, but I listen to a lot of comedians podcasts of all different races. I listen to different podcasts of, you know, of every kind of background, every kind of person. Everybody talks about every race. Everybody and slurs are thrown around. That's one of the freedoms of podcasting. Is that you can pretty much say whatever you want. And if you piss somebody off, the biggest thing that can happen is they don't listen to you. They don't subscribe to you. They don't come out and see your comedy shows. You know what I mean? But people aren't understanding that this is where the road they're going down here. Saying take him off because you don't like his point of view or you don't like his brand of humor. This is you're talking about censorship. And you don't want to open up Pandora's box when it comes to that. The same people are the ones that are hard pressed on mandates, and they think it's for the better of society and all this is public health. And You're a goddamn idiot. You have to understand the control that you want the government to have. It's a slippery ass slope, and everybody like, yeah, I'm going to take my music off. The Obama saying we're going to go off of Spotify. They are forcing censorship with money. That is the threat. And once you set a precedent, you start pulling people off of Spotify when all they did was make a joke. Or they said something in a context, and you took it out of context, and it was also something that they did a long time ago that they don't even do anymore because they've evolved, you know, i.e. Kevin Hart and the Oscars and all that. Like, there's a lot of situations. You know, there's things that I said years ago that I would never say now because it's a different time, and that's what we do. I mean, you could take an SNL sketch from the 90s, and every single one of them gets you canceled now, but people are going to find something on Joe Rogan because they don't like the influence he has. They don't like it.
Well, there's been a push, and I think it was John McWhorter from Columbia University who pointed this out and wrote about it. But that particular word that he used, the big one,
yeah,
is like drawing Muhammad in for Arab countries. It is the equivalent of that. It is a sound that will send people into hysterics. Just
sure.
One thing, and if you say that's it, you're done. Like I don't like. What kind of punishment do you want for? And I'm not here. I'm not going to die on the hill of saying the word or anything. I don't use the word.
Hell no.
I'm just saying that I also don't have a conniption if I hear the word in a movie or if it's a title.
It's how it's used, dude. If I hear somebody saying it in a hateful way, it bothers me. You know what I mean?
So what if it bothers you? I don't know. If the words,
but I wouldn't want that person to lose their job over it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We're in this world now that words are violence, and no, they're not. Words are not violence. Violence is violence, and you know, I don't know. It sounds like I'm trying to die on the hill of being able to say that word or have it be in culture.
No, even Joe Rogan said he's disgusted when he hears the replay of it because he hasn't used it in long.
I mean, come on. Even that, too. He went and apologized.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything over the past few years, Joe Rogan, it's that a sincere apology will certainly quell a mob, an irrational mob of people.
Yeah.
It was a mistake to apologize for.
Well, he's protecting his $100 million.
But he's already got it. I mean, what is he protecting? I think Joe Rogan. Now, I don't know him. Obviously, I've never met him. I think he genuinely feels bad about it, and I think he wanted to apologize because he knows that it hurt some people, and he wanted to say, "Look, I'm sorry. I understand, but it was a mistake." Because what do they say when you get in some sort of car accident or something? Is never say you're sorry because then you admit fault. And once you admit fault, then litigation can proceed and you're guilty. And then you got to determine what the punishment is for that, you know, sin, that crime that you did. So he made a big mistake by coming out, you know, and apologizing today. And you're trying to rationalize with people who are irrational.